It's your girl, Maya.
Listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The Culture. You are listening to The Culture Radio. Only on The...
Hey, everyone. Good evening. Welcome to RSVP Talk Lifestyle. We are brought to you by ASN Lifestyle Magazine, the world's largest lifestyle publication. Get your free digital issue at www.asnlifestylemagazine.com. After all, it's all about the lifestyle.
Lifestyle. Oh, sorry, I came in late.
This is Lucky, and I'm here with my temporary co-host, Cass.
Yes, well, I'm just here until Yami gets. She has some car trouble, so I'm filling in.
You're filling in.
I'm filling in. So what's today's topic?
Let's talk about some dirty shit, everybody. Woo-hoo. Welcome to our show, RSVP Talk Lifestyle. And thanks for tuning in. Remember to rate us and subscribe to our channels. Show us some love. Yes. Show these titties some love. You can find us on your favorite podcast station, platform. Not station, favorite podcast, platform.
Platform.
And then we're the Culture Radio station.
Culture Radio.
Yes. Now sit down, take your titties out, and chat with us live. Lucky yeah. will be lovely co-host Lucky here today.
Hey, everybody.
She'll be on the Facebook live chat.
Yes, yes.
I'll be on the Instagram live chat. So come and... Oh, and today we've got a special person guys have learned her name. And she's just been in the background, but today she's shining. Her name is Miss Sonia.
Miss Sonia Nicole. Hi. Welcome, welcome. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you, Lucky.
You're welcome.
And now a word from our sponsors.
We are brought to you by ASN Lifestyle Magazine, the world's largest lifestyle publication. So get your free digital copy at asnlifestylemagazine.com because after all, it's all about the lifestyle.
Oh, all right. So, last episode, we talked about water sports and all the fun, wet things.
Yes.
We did squirting to golden showers. I think most of our episode was on the golden shower and
the
squirting,
I think most
right?
of it was,
I
yes,
like did it. Squirting. I was like, damn, the hour went by fast.
It and really all, did.
Like, golden showers and squirting was big topics.
Yes, they were. They were. But I think those are the ones that you hear more of often anyway.
What, golden showers and squirting?
Yes, because some of this... the drowning like the asphyxiation one.
Well, yeah, that's what we did that. The drowning. Yes. Yeah, that was just my crazy ass.
Oh, that was just your crazy ass?
Well, you know, like, I don't know. That's not common. Have you ever been drowned before, Sonia?
No,
would you be into it?
No, ma'am.
No, yeah, yeah. Would you do the asphyxiation? Like, so you know how they have that leather, like, bed that you can vacuum suck air out of it?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, no. That's a bit much for me. Is that you, boo?
I think that was me. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, just turn it down.
I was just trying to figure out how to put it on.
Did you get it?
No, the bubble never came up.
No, you didn't.
The bubble's there, bro.
The bubble wasn't there. Yeah. When the bubble came up and I pressed it,
you guys, I'm going to start charging Lucky for every time that I have to teach her how to use her fucking phone.
You really need to.
Shit.
You're just so much better at it. Like, she's got this whole social media. Like, to me, I'm, like, trying to figure out how to crop, how to, like, turn the picture over so it's, like, actually facing the right way. I'm terrible. I'm a derelict, I guess. I can't do it.
I'm going to put Yami posted this.
Yami posted.
I'm credit of your shit now.
Absolutely. You can take all
I'm
the credit.
I'm going to tag myself.
All the credit, boo. All the credit.
All right. It shared it. So you should be able to go and find it on your page. Anyways, so we're going to get into some more wet goodness, you know, that comes with sex. So a fun one that a lot of ladies love, jizz. Jizzy jizz. Jizz. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is very true.
Oh, there's a porn star named Jenny Jizz. I've Jenny met her jizz. And partied with her before. Yeah, she's actually very famous. She does free blowjobs for veterans. Or I think she did that once.
Oh.
I don't know if she does it every year. Yeah, it was like a whole thing at the Busey mansion. You guys didn't hear about it?
No.
No.
Yeah, that's like her thing. Like, she loves jizz.
Wow.
And like bukkakis, like all over her face.
That bukkake, that's quite interesting.
She said what thing in the car? What thing?
Well, you said it so fast. I was like,
I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know what it was at first either. So there's a difference because there's facials, but a facial is one person coming all over your face.
Right, where bukkake is many, many persons coming all over your face, body, orifices, everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Anywhere.
So for the more intense lovers of sperm, bukkake is a group of men coming on your face, on you. Is it directly on your face only?
I think it's gonna go everywhere. I think it goes everywhere.
Yeah, it says it's more than one man ejaculating on a submissive's face. And now, I'm sure the word submissive is on there because that's just crazy. I don't think a regular woman that's not in a submissive state of mind would like that.
Yeah, I...
No?
No, ma'am.
No? What about facials?
No.
No?
Nope.
Yeah, I just, like, I work hard to do my makeup, and I do terrible at it, so... So the last thing I need is you making my face look worse. Yeah, no, because it's gotten in my eye before. That shit burns, bro.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that much spunk in it all at once is a little too...
I like that spunk.
That spunk. The spunk.
I wouldn't know about that. Not at all.
Not at all. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit burns. Have you gotten it in your nose, too? I've gotten it in my nose. That shit's
terrible.
I've
had it in my nose, yes. Yeah. Nose, mouth. Not in my eyes, though.
No?
No, I've never gotten it in my eyes.
Just you, Yami.
I just moved my face in time.
Oh.
like, yeah. That wasn't about to happen.
Is that what it is? You got to move your face? I thought the whole point of facials was staying there.
Close your eyes.
Oh, man. I got to close my eyes. See, but here's the thing I love. My fetish, I think, at this point, that I'm aware of, it's just with men or women, is just when they're coming. Like, I love seeing people orgasm.
Right.
Like, that's how I come. Like, instantly,
yes.
If I'm fucking someone and they're telling me they're coming, I'm coming. We coming together.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Because that's the thing. I can have an orgasm.
Hold hands.
But the minute I know that they're going to orgasm, I get even more turned on. And usually that's when I'm multi-orgasming.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
So that's yes from everyone at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
I thought it was just me.
Mm-hmm.
But do you guys specifically look up pornos and just fast forward to the point of ejaculation?
Sometimes.
Shut up. Everyone watches porn.
You really don't watch porn?
No, I don't.
Have you ever? I mean, have you ever? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
But
so
you
don't watch
it
on a regular?
No.
Oh. Oh, why?
I'm just not.
There's no specific reason?
It doesn't excite you sexually at all, like even the tiniest bit? Or do you just think it's like most of it's fake and it's just laughable? Because there's most of them, I think,
like,
I just sit there and laugh.
Sometimes I just be doing too much. Like, I'm weird. Like, if I masturbate, I won't make myself come. I'll stop.
Okay,
really?
That's edging.
I'll stop. Just, it's different.
Wait, but you go again, though.
No, I rather have the real thing.
Wait, so you save your
cum? You
save I do.
There you go. Do you think that changes it in the aspect that it gives you a more intense rush when you finally do get dick and you're getting
it? Yes, it really does.
Okay. Cool, that's not a bad thing.
I've done that where I'll save, but I can't just play with myself and edge. Like, no, if I'm going to touch myself, I'm going to end it. That's just crazy. That's just crazy. No, I've had someone ask me, like, oh, play with yourself all day until you see me later so you could be super excited. No. I'm going to be mad as fuck the whole day. Like, are you crazy? Nah. But I love edging, though. So in the moment, yeah.
I don't do it often.
So wait, so what? What is it? But why does the porn piss you off about
it? It doesn't piss me off. I just really don't like watching porn.
It's just not something you're into.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of porn have you watched in the past? I mean, have you seen all different kinds, or is it just the typical male-female fucking? Is it threesomes? Is it girl-girl?
Girl-girl, threesome. Okay. Male-female.
So you've seen a variety of them to say that, yeah, you know, none of them really kind of get me on or do anything for me.
No.
Yeah. I gotta say, 3/4 of them, I sit there and laugh, like, and I'm just like, oh, I can do that face too. Like that, you know, like, it's just like, okay.
Oh, okay, Lucky's on one. Lucky, did I do shots before the show, or did you?
No, but I mean, seriously, like, it's just so scripted now. Like, it's not real. Like, I think sometimes watching the newer versions where it's actual, like, couples and stuff, it's much more of a turn on. Because that's real sex. Let's face it. The sex you see on porn isn't really what you get in real life.
I don't know. I disagree.
And Yami's
I'm not saying I'm not saying all the time.
I think maybe I should be porn star.
I'm not saying all the time. Definitely not. But what I'm saying is that for some perspective, there is that some of those porns that are just like that, nobody does that. Come on, like no, can't be. And then some of them just you know they won't last that long. I mean, let's face it, the porno business. You know, they're doing a shoot and they stop. You know, and they just cut a certain scene, and then, you know, they wait for them to get hard again, or if they ejaculate.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, you know, those so moments. But you can fuck like a porn star. Just build your fucking testosterone.
You can.
What is it, testosterone? What is that you gotta build?
Build your stamina.
You can build your stamina, you know?
Yeah. But you can fuck like a porn star. I'm not saying when it's not edgy. It can't be edgy, or it can't be that spur of them, like the actual intense realness of it.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is the real fake ones. You know, where the ones that you see them, like, they cut to the camera and sometimes the actress doesn't realize they got cut back into the scene and they're just like,
what? They're just.
And then when they realize the camera turns onto them, they're like,
Oh, that's true.
You know that face. It's like, oh, I'm back on camera. Okay, like it's really not that fun type of spontaneous, intense sex that you know we could have. It's not that we couldn't fuck like porn stars, but some of the porn stars just really aren't believable in being their porn stardom. Okay, they haven't earned it yet.
They're not getting those awards.
No.
Yeah.
No. And then some of those positions, I don't lick a chick like that. Just some of them are just too out there for me, you know. So I can kind of see some of it being turn-off-ish. But
I guess. I'm very picky with the porn. It takes me a long time because I think I honestly go looking for the people that I want to fuck.
Right.
Or remember. It's like similarities, you know?
Yeah.
Right. But then, so, I don't know. Just depending on my mood that day.
Oh.
So, do you like getting facials? Have you ever done... Or
no.
Bukkake?
Have I ever done bukkake? No. That's just a little too much semen all at once. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, that is. Just like I haven't had that idea of ever having a gangbang. I gotta say, I there's been a couple of porns that I've been like, ooh, that's really hot. But have I ever experienced or done it? No, and I'm not sure if I do a gangbang. I don't know if I could deal with more than like, say,
that's
two
too
guys
too much
at once.
Jizz. Yeah, you're right. I already don't really like jizz.
The last thing I want. You know, like I mean, I can see a threesome with two guys. I would not be not open to that, but more than two guys, that's just a little bit too much male fluids and male testosterone for me, I think.
Would you let two guys jizz in your face at the same time?
As long as they don't hit my eyeballs.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, oh, God. both eyeballs. No.
No eyeballs.
No.
Like, aim for the nose and below.
Oh, you know? No, not the nose. Nose and below. Not my hair. Yo, I'll be getting mad when my hair just gets in my fucking hair. It's like, oh. I just washed my hair yesterday. No, I'm getting so mad. Like, oh, you son of a bitch. I just straightened my hair today.
Right?
Shit's annoying. So I got some crazy facts that I learned today about sperm that I just maybe knew to me. Maybe some people know them. Which I thought was a fucking, you know, men talking shit. But apparently sperm really is chock full of nutrients.
They do say that. Yes.
I thought it was just a joke when you see him on the memes and stuff.
No, it's true.
I'm trying to think. Maybe when I was swallowing a lot, it was at my healthiest.
Oh.
Oh.
You know, I thought it was because I was in love, but maybe it's because of the sperm that I was swallowing.
It might have been all that sperm.
You know, apparently it has as much protein.
What? Ooh, what's the matter?
It has as much protein as egg white. It's just crazy.
Just taking it, rubbing on your face and clear it up.
Oh, wait, listen, no. Okay, so then also there's 200 million of those fuckers that come out in a load. I didn't know there was that much sperm coming out.
There's a lot of sperm coming out.
Now I got to take two Plan Bs. I didn't know this is what I was working against. I didn't know the numbers were that big. The fuck? Y'all know all this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, I should have paid more attention in sex
ed. And you know what they say? It's really good for your skin, too.
Yeah, so it says that semen is good for your face. It can smooth wrinkles and alleviate acne. And several, right? So this is several high-end spas sell tubes of cosmetic creams with spermine. That's the chemical in sperm that is good for your skin for like about $300.
Wow. Back in the old days, and I can't remember exactly if it was the British or the Egyptians, but I had read somewhere a long time ago that they used to have one of the queens, I think it was Egypt, particular queen, had them ejaculate into a bowl, had, you know, her male servants ejaculate into a bowl, and she used it as lotion. Like, she cleaned her skin with it.
You can't tell me something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So, supposedly, and that's what she believed. She believed that it gave,
goals.
You know, it gave her skin healing properties, and as well as being super soft and glowing and whatnot. So she used it as her skincare.
I mean, when you do get jizz on you, your skin does feel super soft. So
it's true.
I guess.
But again, it just smells a little too funky sometimes. That
They're not eating the right things.
Yeah, though. No.
They're not eating the right. Well, you know, that is, like we had on the last show, that is very true about what you eat, what they eat, too. So absolutely.
Yeah.
Some is saltier than others.
But you had said, which is kind of funny because I watched the episode today, that asparagus is bad for girls, right?
Well, no, I mean, for urine, it's for both sexes. It doesn't
matter. No, here it says it. Okay, so I wrote down, to make swallowing more pleasant, here are some food tips to keep that jizz vibrant and healthy. And, of course, tasteful. Oysters. Bananas. Ooh. Walnuts. Asparagus. Wow. Yeah, which I was shocked. You wouldn't think asparagus would, you know.
No, because it makes your pee really stinky.
Well, I don't know. Nah, I gotta eat asparagus only one day and see what happens. I don't know if it makes my pee stinky.
You have to drink a lot of water after you eat it.
Yes,
garlic and lean beef and chocolate to make your junk taste good, men. Which the list for women was different. That's what I found shocking. Well, I just kind of figured the same thing would be. You know, I would think it'd be the same for men.
Well, no, because our bodies are completely different, men from women anyway. So I would think that ours would be different to what we consume and what we don't consume. Yeah.
And like she said, of course, water. Lots of water.
Lots of water. Mm-hmm.
Take out all that salty, all that saltiness. Break it down.
Yeah, some super salty. It's just like, blah. It was like, did you overdose on Morton's or something?
Who's that? Who's Morton?
Salt. Morton Salt. Oh.
I was like, I don't know if I fuck a guy named Morton. That's weird. No offense to anybody named Morton out there. This is, I found this insane, but there, some people use semen in their cooking recipes. Hello, baker. How you doing?
Not me.
Now, yes, Miss Baker.
You gonna make us some sperm cupcakes.
Ooh. Well,
no, I'm good.
Would you try it? Would you try making them? Like with your lover's sperm? That's some psycho shit.
That is.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Crazy.
You make some cupcakes with your like past lover sperm and then have their
like
rest,
I need two tablespoons.
The rest of their jizz of like the finest right? ones on your face. Just eating sperm cupcakes and sperm facials.
Right.
I can't do that. I have no.
Ugh, you ready for this? There is a semen chef named, I can't even say his name. Fofi Fodenhauer. And he has a semen-based recipe book. For all those
really?
Kinky folks out there that would like to find it. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And he just finds random subjects to random dudes' jizz just to bake with or cook with, and
I didn't look.
Is
that.
He a gay chef? Like he's got lots own? Of male, or does he use his own?
So many questions. I didn't know.
Look all that out.
You piqued our curiosity now. Like yeah. This is like really well. What did
Those
he? What's he
use? Questions.
Thank you.
You should get the book. He should be paying me for this,
right? Getting freebies on a show.
I would love to know. Yeah, is it your own sperm? You're right.
Right.
Is it how fresh is this sperm? Is it still warm?
That's a lot.
Exactly.
And she's like, I'm a baker. That's a lot of baking. You right temperature sperm for
exactly.
the right.
Exactly. Like, how much are you using in these recipes? Is it like a quarter teaspoon or is it a quarter cup?
I don't know.
Like. You know, like, seriously.
Two tablespoons of semen.
Yeah, I think I read that it's good. He was saying that it's obviously the nutrients. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to start a movement on why people should start using sperm because it's clearly readily available at all times.
But doesn't it get cooked down and it does nothing to you after that? Like.
But see, I don't know
I
if my if I had another my other half would like eat it though. Like, who's gonna actually eat it? Because you like, know how there are some ooh. Guys that won't kiss you after they come in your mouth because they don't want to taste themselves.
Fuck that! You
I
let
anybody
you let guys
mouth,
do that
I'm
to you?
Sorry.
Nah, we both eating your fucking juice. Fuck out of here. We've had this conversation when I first started the show.
Right. So, I mean, I...
Nah. If your shit's coming in my mouth, you're going to taste your shit. You're going to make out with me. You tripping. You tripping. Mm-hmm. That's so disrespectful. I find that so disrespectful. Like, you came in my mouth.
Right. If you come in my mouth and pussy, you
like,
can't kiss me after. Exactly. Isn't that kind of, yeah.
Listen, that must say a lot about your sperm. But it's not like I'm sperm spitting with you, like swapping sperm.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like
that's
we've already swallowed
too.
It, but
that's like, nasty. Oh, no.
You know, I'm into some dirty things.
I don't know. What, no,
no, spitting's not for you.
I never even had anybody come in my mouth. What is wrong with you?
Never.
Nope. Not even once.
Wait, okay. Coming in my mouth.
Looks are happening in the studio right now. Lies are being told.
No lies. Okay, in my defense, no one has ever came in my mouth. But after they came, I did suck the dick and, you know, get the rest of it out.
Wait, what?
But that's the difference.
Wait, what? Hold on. Wait, everyone.
No,
back up. Like, hold on.
Like, okay. So, if, you know, if he comes
okay.
and it's just like a little bit of cum just left on the dick, that's different. But coming directly what? In my
she
mouth,
said,
no.
So, like, shooting the whole load
no.
Is a no-no.
Oh, I will, no.
Mm. Yeah. Oh. No. Oh, no.
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
Ooh, somebody want to cash app us to watch him jerk off? Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's just put him in the big screen. Fuck it.
Cash app lucky boss.
Yo, you're going to have someone legit just join our live. Just jerk off on it.
You can. Just cash app me. Cash app me my money. I'll watch you. Just cash app me.
We do not condone prostitution on this.
Well, technically, it's not prostitution.
And that's not prostitution. I'm not doing nothing but watching him jerk off on video.
That's true. Oh, you know, I think we got something here, ladies.
Right?
Fuck it. Make the studio our little hub.
Fuck chasturbate, okay?
Chatterbate?
Chatterbate. So, chatterbate. Chasturbate, chatterbate, you know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Just cash app.
Cash app. Hashtag cash app. So, I actually posted this on my social media, and the guys got so upset. And started talking, like, upset with me, because I said, so for the ladies that don't want to swallow or have jizz on them, to tell them that you have SPH, which is seminal plasma hypersensitivity disorder.
Like, they all know what that's going to mean anyway.
No, well, so I put it on my social media, so... Mm-hmm. Y'all better be on there, so, you know.
Right?
No, but, it's just when sperm touches your skin, you get irritated. Yeah. You get blisters and fucking rashes.
There's some people that's allergic mm-hmm. to sperm.
Absolutely, yep. Very true.
I didn't know that. I'm just saying. So now you know.
No, so now you know.
Now I know. Now I know.
That's why, too, sometimes in swinging, too, you'll notice that some women get a lot of the bacterial vaginosis because of the different pHs in sperm.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're swinging, you know, that, you know, your body's being invaded another, again, by a foreign material. So, especially if you're having multiple partners, that definitely is a breeding ground for bacteria. Some women really do have a lot of problems with the bacterial vaginosis.
They better take some probiotics.
Yes, absolutely. Probiotics.
Well, that happens a lot to people in the life, and the women in the life. Well, yeah, yes. Because mm-hmm. it's different dicks.
Probiotics. You know?
That's not necessarily if you're fucking raw, though, right? Like, it could still happen if you're using condoms.
Okay, that could happen if you're still using condoms, too, because absolutely, the spermicide is
yeah, again, I just don't want anybody saying that, like, bitches in the lifestyle be fucking raw and that they got bacterial vaginosis.
You know, but, I mean,
wanted to make that clear.
However, let's face it, there are couples in the lifestyle that do bareback, prefer bareback, and only do, you know, play with people that are bareback, so... You know, again, that's up to them and at their discretion. I would make sure that, you know, you definitely know what their STD status is, but...
But let's be honest. Everyone in the lifestyle don't care about knowing anybody's bullshit. They just meet each other. So stay safe.
Exactly. Be safe rather than sorry. You know, that's my goal. Like, and to me, it's just like, you never know.
Someone on the chat is saying different partners in one day, very bad. What are your thoughts on that?
No.
No, yeah, I think no. Do you know what our show's about?
Yes, have you heard us before? Is this your first time? Like,
yeah, I don't know, buddy.
Yeah.
So semen, good for your face, good for your fucking body.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll start 2020, swallow more. Let's start that campaign. 2020, swallow more.
Swallow more.
Yo, woo-hoo. I forgot. It even helps, apparently, with depression. So, yeah, you know, it's an antidepressant, folks. Start for, you know, those winter blues.
Yeah. Get more cum in your diet.
Get more cum in your diet. That's our slogan.
That's our slogan. Get more cum in your diet.
We found it. Get more cum in your diet. Oh, my gosh.
That's the key to living long.
So, Lucky, are you a swallower or a spitter?
I've swallowed before. Usually, for me, if I'm playing with a partner or someone I'm with, then I will swallow. Like, I have to know them. They wouldn't be... on our first, third, or fifth date or nothing, but If I'm comfortable with them, I
will.
You
said first or 50? Yeah. Damn, how many dates does it take for Lucky to get to the center of the
Pop? I have to really like you. But when it comes to me playing with couples, I prefer not to swallow. Like, I would rather... I don't mind if he comes in me with a condom, you know, because I always play with condoms. But as in coming in my mouth, I would rather he do that with his partner. To me, that's my too intimate thing. You know how some couples have the no kissing thing? Mm-hmm. To me, I don't mind being kissed on my lips or, you know, French kissing or whatever. But the thing with swapping, getting his cum, no, that's your man. You swallow your man.
Ooh.
Yeah. But again, that's just me personally, you know? Nothing against that. I just feel that that's a very intimate thing for the couple, that's not something that I wish to, you know? But playing with your partner, playing with him, if he's, you know, your male partner, that's fine. He comes in me with a condom, that's fine too. I don't mind that. But is swallowing him? No, that's just too intimate for me. I leave it for you. You do that for your man. He's not my man. That's your man.
I've already mentioned, like, if I swallow, it's because I love the person. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. I had to think for a second. I'm like, it has to be. I don't want somebody to be like, no, bitch, you lying. No, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And like you said, you kind of know when a guy's about to come, so you know when to, like, gonna leave the area now.
Yeah, you're right.
Gonna use my hand.
Abort mission. Yep, abort mission. Gonna use the hands. That's how you're finishing off, babe. But yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, you know. It is what it is.
So going back to jizzing, there's these two, which I had this conversation with my friend the other day. It was pretty funny. I was like, what's the difference between a cream pie and coming inside of someone? Because I thought it was the same thing. But it's not.
Cream pie, let me get this straight on my own.
I think she knows.
Cream pie is when they do it in your ass, correct? And like they leave a little bit out so it comes out of your ass?
Well, it could be your pussy too.
Oh, it can be your pussy. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was more. Every time I've seen a cream pie, I've seen it coming from an ass, not a pussy. So, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to see if I got my
idea. Why
are
you watching so much anal porn?
Because I thought.
Like, I'm like, wait, what? That doesn't come up on my feed. What? You know them algorithms, girl.
No, when I was with someone that I was considering doing anal sex with, because, again, it's never been my passion or want to do it with anyone, it was kind of just more doing my research on it because I was terrified of it. And I thought if I kind of researched it and watched it, that maybe I could be more comfortable with it and see the proper techniques and all of that and maybe overcome my fear of the inevitable, you know? So I just did some research on it and, you know, I was watching some porns and different ones. And, man, I saw some porns where I was just like, oh, for the love of God. If there is a God, then wow. Like,
did it help?
No.
No?
She's
like, no, but it just don't hurt.
No. However, I did go to Fairvilla and got the creams and the lotions and the anal ease.
Do those work?
No.
Oh, damn.
At least not for me. But, I mean, I did it twice. I have done it twice in my life. The second time was not... It was accidental. It wasn't like, I'm going for it. Like, go for it, dude. No, that was an accidental slip. But.
That's.
Maybe what? It wasn't an accident.
How did it.
On his part. But.
Listen, we've talked about this because you got to go through the sphincter. There ain't no by accident. How late were you? Did you just let it happen?
It was like. Yeah. So.
Because you feel that bitch coming.
Well, it was a shock to feel that bitch in there, okay? But
Oh, dear Jesus. But
I gotta say, like, just for me, anal just didn't get me off. It really doesn't do anything for me. Like, I don't mind, like, being, like, slightly fingered and touched, but don't stick your finger in there. Just circle it with your finger. That's it. Don't lick it. Don't just stick the finger in there. Don't test it. Don't test the temperature. Just, no. Just flat out. No.
Yeah.
But it was someone that I, at least that I really cared enough about and trusted enough to try, at least try it with, you know, because there are certain things that you hear about and you're not going to try it with just anyone, you know?
Oh, that's absolutely, yeah, for
so,
sure.
For me, that was being with someone that I was really, really comfortable and in love with and wanted to at least try it, although I didn't have the slightest want to do it.
Was he big?
No, thank God.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's
yeah,
nice.
Thank God. No.
Good for you.
Yeah. So, I mean, but you know what? To say at least I tried it twice, you know, and just for me, it's not something that interests me, you know?
I've never had a dick just slip in my ass. That's really lubed up. That's, y'all are lubed up.
That hurt. Let me just say, reliving the moment, that hurt. That was like a shock as fuck.
Like,
okay?
My ass is super tight right now. Like, I'm just squeezing it because you're making me feel uncomfortable with my booty hole. That's crazy. No. When they try to accidentally have that happen, yo, I'd be looking at them like, you want to play this game?
No, well, we were having really, I was doggy style, and we were having really, like, rough, intense sex, and he was pulling out, and it just...
Oh, God, Jesus Christ, did you cry? Did you keep going?
I let out a scream, and he's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, and he pulled out, too. I mean, it wasn't like that, but
that's
he
even
did
worse.
Get in there.
No, you killed. You better leave that shit in there if it's already, if we're here. If we're already
but,
here.
But man, it did. Like, I yelped and it brought a tear to my eye. That shit did hurt. That fucking
oh
was like,
God.
Whoa. Because again, it was something that was completely unexpected. Now, the first time, at least it was like, you know,
we had the time to relax.
You know, we had that intimacy. We had a lot of foreplay. We used the anal ease and the other cream and all that shit.
She said it didn't work. Like, you remember I said I was going to try it to getting into anal? Yeah, now you just made me not want to try
it. You know, though, for some people, the anal ease did work. I just don't know if maybe it was me and I was just too nervous and I was still tight and I wasn't relaxed enough. I mean, that could have been just me and in my insecurity about it, rather than it not
so
working.
So, question: after the dick got jammed in your ass, have you ever done it after that, or that?
No,
was it?
She was that
like,
was it.
Done.
No, I'm done.
He
done.
Scarred her for life.
That is my sacred place. That's a sacred hole. You can have the other two holes. Shit, but you
the mouth, yeah.
But you ain't getting the anal hole. The anal hole.
She's talking about her mouth.
Okay, there's a mouth, a pussy, and a butthole, right? There you go. Why y'all looking at me like I have two heads? Like,
sorry.
Oh, okay.
I understood.
Sorry, my bad.
And like, girls have three holes, so hello. After that, no, I don't even, I can't even handle the thought of a butt plug at this point in life.
I feel the same way, and I used to love my kitty tails. Oh,
yeah, I.
Dude, just, I look back at like my pornos, and I just like. What?
Your what? Pornos? Wait a minute. Pornos that you started?
Yes.
Or oh, okay.
Wait. Am I the only one that has at-home porn, homemade videos?
Yep.
I don't know. Mira lo. So. Anyways, so I go through. Nah, y'all tripping. You're gonna tell me you don't have sex videos on your phone?
Nope.
What?
Just you.
What are y'all just in the moment?
I'm just shy. I'm shy. There's no way. Like, if I've ever been filmed, I don't know it. So, like.
Really?
I'm sure your guys you're hooking up with got some videos. Just tell them to forward it to you.
Oh, okay.
But I do that. I'd be like, ooh, forward me that.
Guess I can forward then. Really? Just forward it to me?
Yeah. Add me to the link. Add me to the chain. Add me to the email chain.
That's too funny. Even in my... Even
Yo, that ass yo. Though. Oh, I said, ooh.
Pop that ass. Anyways. Nice.
it's a fun day today at this.
Well, it is.
I don't have any pornos in my phone.
Well, there you go. Well, now you would. Why do you? Oh, cause kids and stuff they go through your phone.
Yes.
Yeah. They have hidden folders. I was like, why am I still hearing sex in my head?
Here.
I like that. Yeah, just leave that in the background. That's our
background. There you go. That's our background.
Oh. That's going to be our intro, Sonia. That's our intro. Sonia's moans. That's going to be the intro to the show.
Sonia's moans. Woohoo.
So yeah, looking back to me, to my anal category of pornos, and there's like 3-4 videos or whatever, but still, I just be like, God dang, who was that girl? No. I'd be like, nah, that's not me. That's crazy. And then the guy was huge, like monster cock. So then I just be like, yo, what the fuck was I? A lot of stuff. I was on a lot of stuff. But I was like, what the fuck?
You were on a lot of stuff.
But I was like, what the fuck? That's crazy. Because I can't fathom thinking at this day and age of my ass to have something that big in there. Or going through that process again.
Right. I'm not afraid of a big dick in my pussy, but in my asshole? Oh, hell no. No. Nope. Just no. That's 6.5 inches was quite enough for me for a lifetime. Thank you very much.
So, Sonia, are you into anal?
I've done it before.
Fan? Not a fan.
When the mood strikes.
Oh, that's a good answer.
All right.
Does the mood ever strike?
Yes.
How often does that mood strike?
It's been a while, but yeah.
That's a good question.
It's been a while.
She's like once a year, like a once a year thing.
No, it's a couple times. More than a couple.
Okay. But see, okay. I would do it once. Ooh.
Like once every few months type of deal?
I'll do it once a year.
Every few months.
On his birthday. Okay. I'm that bitch.
You're a bitch on his birthday.
You're just getting anal but on your birthday.
I can honestly say, like, okay, the start of the process, it hurts. But once it's in, man, let me tell you. I get horny as hell.
Yeah, there's got to be a lot of clitoral play for me to enjoy it. That was all the videos you see me playing with my pussy. Because if not, the pain was just so much
there was no pleasure. I've learned that I have to position my body a certain, like I have to be positioned a certain way.
I guess that's true.
Gotta arch that back, bitch.
Well, I was hooking up with someone. No, listen. So your vaginal canal, like they're all shaped differently. Mm-hmm. So I was hooking up with someone once, and they were like, oh, I had to figure out how to hit it. And I'm like, what? And then he's like, yeah, because you have, like, a dip.
You have a tilted uterus.
Yeah, probably. There you go. Damn, this bitch knew. She knew about my pussy. You see it before, babe. No, no. But that's something I've never noticed. And then he was just, yeah, so then he'd fuck me at that angle that gets you squirting when the dick's in there.
Right.
Listen, I'm glad I met that guy. Yeah, it's good. Hook up with a massage therapist once in your life. It'll change
your body drastically.
No, it really will.
Really?
Well, because they really know the body, so they'll really get into those
that's true.
Nooks and crannies you didn't think existed. Especially
if it's not in my anal sphincter.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe they're good at that.
Maybe. I'll do the massaging. How about that?
Oh, are you? You don't like getting massaged?
It's been probably like a year and a half since I had one, but normally I give massages.
Oh, you're the giver rather than the receiver.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. I like receiving. No, I mean, I give it. I give it to. No, it's mutual, though.
Well,
like, we're going
to
be in there for 2 hours.
Therapy, so.
Yeah.
I haven't had a real massage in, yeah.
Well, that's what sucks, though, because when you do date a lot of people that like giving massages, then, like...
You got spoiled.
Yeah, I bet
you got spoiled.
Like,
shit.
So, I haven't really had, like, a boo.
Right.
I mean, I don't really have a boo thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm not getting any massages, and I'm just, like, it's so much knots right now. Like... And I'm angry.
You're having anger issues.
My neck. I can't turn it. Like,
right?
My body's just all jacked up. So there's actually this Japanese erotic massage technique called Nuru. And it's an oiled up sex massage.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen that? Like,
no.
I've had friends tell me about it that they've gotten it done. And it's like they oil you the fuck up, and these girls are like sliding their bodies on you.
Wow.
And, you know, I guess certain pressure techniques that they've probably learned, and I don't know.
My body is not a slip and slide.
Yeah, that sounds dangerous, first of all.
Right? What are they, like 90 pounds soaking wet or something? Sliding up on you?
I mean, I'm sure they probably have to be a certain weight, yeah. Just how, oh, look, someone's got a Nuru. They said Nuru is amazing. That's what I hear. I would like to try it, though. It sounds fun. Yeah, you know.
It kind of does. Maybe. I mean, I'm curious about it now. Yeah. Like that.
Just flip and slide everywhere. I've done it personally with just sexually for fun, but not professionally done.
Okay. You've been someone slip and slide?
Yes. Oh. You guys never had super oiled up sex?
No.
No.
You guys.
We're taking tips from you.
I'm gonna start giving everyone sex acts. Just every episode. This is the sex act of the day. Or of the week. And you guys have to study it and do it.
We have to study and do it. We'll okay. Do that.
Oh, okay. So I assume Nuru's always had a happy ending because that's what you would think, but I guess not.
No.
But they're saying it's better with a happy ending.
Yours ended it with a happy ending.
Yes. Yeah, yours sounded.
Yeah, right. Yeah, not everybody gets to, you know, find someone, so some people got to pay for it.
Right? That does make me curious, though. I don't think I'd not be open to that, trying that. That sounds different. I bet that could be super sexy.
They're going to hit my booty and fall off.
I would like a Nuru massage from Sonia.
Right?
God damn that ass.
Right? Absolutely.
So I've got a lucky question. Ask lucky question for you that cool. I had a friend text me. She be drunk, so it's a little scrambled. So hold on.
It's a little scrambled. Okay.
A little scrambled.
Let's decipher it.
When having a threesome with someone you're dating and love, and you're bringing another person in. Does it matter where your, I guess, husband or boyfriend comes and finishes?
Well, I mean, I think if it matters to you, then you discuss that with your boyfriend. Again, I think open communication in that respect.
Did you understand that question?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
That took me in that respect, because to me, I mean, that again, I feel that that's something that you should talk about as a couple, because that is something that's personal, and if you feel like
you feel some
type of way, yeah, like I think if you felt some type of way about it, then you discuss that, and you already make those rules of, hey, you know, I don't feel you comfortable with you coming in another chick just yet.
Yes.
You know, so would you start with her in our threesome scenario?
And then finish with
And you. Finish with me. You know, and I think it depends on how you feel. I mean, you got to bring that up in your relationship with your partner, you know, whether it's husband or boyfriend or whatnot. Because, again, everyone has their own rules, and don't do something that you don't feel like you'd be comfortable with. If you don't feel comfortable with another chick, like your guy coming in another chick, then you say that. You know, you make those rules as a couple, because this is about you guys together, you know, and I think that... you should both be able to experience pleasure from what you're going to do. If you're going into the swinging lifestyle, you know, I think you have to be comfortable with each other and enough to be able to talk about it and talk about what you feel, you know, is a fantasy or things that you don't think you'd be comfortable with. Because, again, I think it's all about comfortability. Just like for me, I won't swallow your man's cum, you know, it's a comfortability for me. You know, I feel that that's an intimate for you guys. That's too intimate for me. I don't mind being, you know, doing her, doing you, having playtime together. But that one moment, that one thing is just too personal for me to do. So I think if you feel like, you know, you have the choice in this. This is you and your partner. So you have the voice. So you need to speak up and say, hey, you know, I really want to explore this with you. I want to bring... you know, that third person in and have that threesome, but I don't feel comfortable with you yet, just yet. You know, maybe once you have a few more experiences, maybe you'll feel a bit more comfortable about it. You know, or if you have a playmate that you see regularly instead of, you know, if you're just doing random playmates, If you have a steady playmate that you really get to know and you realize that she's not trying to be a part of your relationship or interfere in that relationship, you might feel more comfortable about, you know what, now it might turn me on to watch my partner come in her in versus me. So, again, I think that that's something you should talk about before you start. And then as your comfortability, you know, you might get there, you might not. And that's okay. But that's something you discuss prior to, you know, you guys going ahead with just having this random thing. You got to talk about it.
But how would that work if you're swinging and you're doing full swap? And would you prefer for him to come inside the woman?
Well, I mean, if we're swapping, then I would
expect... Wait, is this person wearing condom? Well, for me. Is that still bad? Is that still... Do you still consider that, like, oh, he's coming inside of her?
If he's coming in a condom, I still consider that coming inside of her. I mean, you're just being safe about it.
So then it's just the act of another woman making your man come.
Yeah.
Regardless of where it's going.
Right. Like, to me, it wouldn't bother me if my partner came in another woman, especially if we're doing a full swap thing. But, I mean, for me, for even a threesome, I'm comfortable enough with myself, and that would, that turns me on to see him have pleasure. So if he comes in her, I'm okay with that. But, you know, again, it really depends on someone else's comfortability. You know, it's like people that don't like that don't do kissing. Like, to me, I don't understand that concept. Like... You can fuck me, but you can't kiss me.
Exactly.
You know, that's
just...
You can
suck my dick, but you can't kiss me.
Yeah. You know, to me, that's just like, oh, okay. But you know what it is, and that's how they feel, then that's how they feel. Those are just not couples I play with. But, yeah, you know, that's... I think you just definitely be open about it and talk about it. Because if you don't feel comfortable about it, don't let them do it.
Make the rules before anything gets started.
Exactly.
That's the best way to be.
Absolutely. You got to be upfront and think about those things before you go and, you know, I think take a step in the lifestyle. Because a lot of things can come up that you don't expect, too.
You'd be in the heat of the moment and he just come too quick and not even realize he came.
Exactly. And then, you know, you don't want to be upset about it afterwards and, you know, make the have the experience be something that you didn't both, you know, like and have a great experience for. Absolutely. You know?
What's your take? What's your take on that? Do you agree with...
His pullout game better be strong.
Okay, so wait, what the fuck was the question? That question was so confusing to me. So, like...
Basically, she's asking...
She just doesn't want him coming because of the girl.
No, basically, the question was...
Because she didn't say specifically inside of the girl. She said...
But that's how I took the question to be.
Well, yeah... Finishing
off, that's how I would expect it to
be. Like, if you're doing a threesome, I would say start with the girl, let him finish on you, and he come inside you. Like, you make him come.
The wifey.
Yes. Wife, girlfriend, yeah.
Yeah, whatever, wifey, yeah. So you think the guy should only come with his girl?
Yes.
I'm trying to think. I never...
Or sometimes you get caught up in it, you know, it just, sometimes it depends on the connection between you guys, too.
Mm-hmm. Like all the people involved?
Yeah.
You know, I've been thinking, since I've been hearing what you're saying, and I agree totally with both of you, but, and your side too. You're saying you wouldn't mind anymore at this day and age.
Right.
In your position in life.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the threesomes that I've had and orgies, now that I'm thinking about it, if I have a partner with me, they always finish with me. And now that I think of, like, yo, I think I legit wouldn't be okay with that. But then I've noticed, like, also, like, guys don't finish with me either when I've been in orgies or... So I wonder if it's, like, an underlying agreement that people just kind of secretly
probably
already have.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's even spoken about.
Right.
If it's just a level of respect that people just naturally do.
Yeah, that very true. Very true.
But yeah, I don't think I would, like, yeah, I don't know. I think I legit would get mad. I'd be like, but it will hurt my feelings, but then that's just a childish way of thinking. I think that's
a... I'm not saying, no, I'm not saying it's childish.
But not childish, but if you're going to be part of the lifestyle, like, you know, you got to suck it up, buttercup. Like,
no, and I don't think you should have to suck that up. I mean, your personal feelings are your personal feelings.
I think if you're having
feelings.
A threesome, it's, you know, he should finish with you. I guess in the whole lifestyle, if y'all doing full swap, I think it depends, you know.
Yeah.
You have to have that guess you have to have that talk before you even start anything.
I never even thought about that. That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't see, yeah.
But then why is this such a double standard? Because girls get to come over guys' dicks all the time.
It's just...
Well, we come a lot, okay?
Yeah.
men come a lot, too.
Not as much.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, I've been coming all over your man's dick, so... I'm just saying. So that seems a little a double standard to me. Like, why can you come all over guys' dicks, but your man can't come somewhere?
Because she may or may not be on birth control and can't get pregnant.
Okay, mm-hmm. But not inside. I'm just kind of thinking of finishing off, right? Because I would even be mad if the girl just made my man come. Like,
really?
I don't, yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I legit...
Oh, that would, like, that excites me.
Like, I don't
me.
Want you
like,
jerking
I'd
off
be like,
my
cool.
man to make him come.
Wow, really?
Yeah, like, I think I just came to that conclusion.
Fight somebody.
I'm getting mad right now.
you're getting spicy. Getting like,
son, that's fighting words.
Like, that's my dick to jack off.
That's my dick. Don't touch my dick. That's my man's dick.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
More minutes. It was a good show.
It was
yeah.
a great show. No, it was fun. No, it was a great show. Yeah, that's wow. That's surprising.
You think so? Yeah, I'm surprised about myself right now too. I think all the viewers are shocked.
We're like, wait a minute, what?
I'm sure I scared off more potential husbands. But again, if we were in the situation, I wouldn't make it uncomfortable. And I don't think I would start an argument about it either. I'd get mad and I'd get hurt. Obviously, depending on my vibe that day, maybe I'll cry. Maybe I am a crybaby. So, I cry about everything, especially when I don't get what I want. So
La Princesa?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I like to spoil myself. We had this conversation earlier.
Yes, we did.
So I'm going to be with someone who's going to spoil me, period. so
nothing wrong with that, girlfriend.
So,
nothing wrong with that.
My facial expression tells it all sometimes.
Yeah. What? That when you're upset?
When something's bothering me. I try to hide it. Sometimes it's... I can't.
My face is like that, too. I wish I could be more, like...
Like the British face
yeah,
of nothing.
Like nothing. Bitch face all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, I can't.
Bitch face.
You basically know if I'm happy and you know when I'm pissed. That's yeah. about it. Like, other, yeah. I have
well,
the resting
I,
bitch
I
face.
Shut down. I don't think it's my face. I think my personality, just like the yeah. moment I'm uncomfortable, yo, I switch real quick. I just shut down and I won't fuck with you.
It's a Leo
and I'll
thing.
Be, is it? I just won't stop talking.
It's
and then my
thing.
Introverted side will just come in and I'll just.
It's
you
us.
Guys,
yeah. Yo, my burn is burning.
Oh my gosh! Are you gonna show every? You're
dude,
fucking,
shall I show everybody?
Dude, show them.
Oh my goodness! Well,
your
so
burn is. Insane.
I came back from the Bahamas and had a little mini trip and definitely burned myself to the point of like.
Gosh, Jesus.
I am like.
You could totally tell
burned.
The camera too, bitch. You look super red. Your body looks nice, though.
I know. Oh,
thank you. I'm say, gonna, you know what? It should be nice. It should be nice when it, like, finally goes away. But it kind
of
hurts
lots
right
of
now.
Aloe.
Yeah. Oh, I plan on slathering the aloe on tonight, boy. But. But while we're before we go though, I definitely want Miss Sony Nicole to plug her
new that's
and
right. I was in
show.
The bathroom when you guys were talking about
yes,
this.
Yes. So please tell us about it.
So I'm having a podcast coming out called Dining with Sonya Nicole. It's gonna be about different local restaurants in the area. It's like a food critic type podcast because I love food. Fat girl.
Very exciting.
So I'm just gonna go to different local restaurants and. Talk
try
to
it out and let us
try
know.
Try it out. You
okay.
know, talk to the owners to see how long they've been established and see any specials they have. But it's
and it's you know
cool.
it's really cool to support local restaurants too. I think too is definitely
yes, local
you know,
businesses.
Absolutely. Yes.
Get us sponsors on this bitch.
Yeah. I support
absolutely.
All of my local businesses and my
yes.
friends. Like people don't think about that. Like you have a friend out there that is doing the same shit that you're buying.
Absolutely.
Like, support your friends. Stop being a dick.
Yes, support your friends. Support your neighborhood, you know? Because, you know, you live in the neighborhood you live in, you want to support them as much as you can, you know? So, definitely. But let me do our sponsor. We are, again, we are brought to you by ASN Lifestyle Magazine, the world's largest lifestyle publication. So get your free digital copy at asnlifestylemagazine.com, because after all, it's all about the lifestyle.
Sonia, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
I'm excited to eat cupcakes.
I'm excited.
I feel
to
like
eat
there's gonna be mad desserts
too.
In here now.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna have to go on your show. We're gonna have to try out some restaurants with you, because I'm such a foodie.
Ooh, we can make those vagina lickable cupcakes that are popular.
Ooh, can we do those?
You seen those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like,